changes to fixed overtime and working hours management standards following the implementation of the Comprehensive Wage Guidelines. The key point of the guidelines on comprehensive wages is that even if a fixed overtime allowance has been set, if the actual overtime, night shift, or holiday work allowances are higher, the difference must be paid. Companies must separately itemize base pay and allowances and record and manage working hours. For jobs where calculating working hours is difficult, they should consider implementing the deemed working hours system or the discretionary working hours system. The comprehensive wage system is not so much a separate system explicitly defined by law, as it is a method of wage calculation that has been recognized to a limited extent in case law and legal practice. Even if an employer pays a fixed overtime allowance, if the statutory overtime pay calculated based on actual working hours is higher, the employer must pay the difference. A pay structure that does not distinguish between base pay and overtime, night shift, and holiday pay has increased the risks associated with pay stubs, working hour management, and determining whether wages are in arrears. Even in cases where it is difficult to calculate working hours, employers should review the requirements for the deemed working hours outside the workplace system or the discretionary working hours system rather than substituting them with a lump sum wage system. Since the misuse of the comprehensive wage system can lead to long working hours and wage arrears, there is a growing trend towards strengthening enforcement focused on supervision, reporting, and corrective action. Changes at a glance: the comprehensive wage system is a method of paying overtime, night shift, and holiday work allowances by including them in advance within a monthly salary or fixed allowance, rather than calculating them each time based on the actual hours worked. Originally used as an exception for jobs where it was difficult to accurately track working hours, it has in fact been widely adopted across various occupational groups, including office workers, IT professionals, startup employees, and sales staff, sparking controversy over unpaid overtime. The core of recent guidelines and enforcement policies regarding the lump sum wage system is simple. Even if there is a predetermined fixed overtime allowance, that is, fixed OT, if the statutory allowance calculated based on actual working hours is greater, the difference must be paid. Additionally, base pay and allowances must be listed separately, and hours of extended, night, and holiday work must be recorded and managed. What is the lump sum wage system? The lump sum wage system refers to a method of payment in which base pay, overtime pay, night shift pay, and holiday pay are bundled into a single wage or fixed allowance under an employment contract or wage agreement. The Korean Labor Standards Act does not explicitly stipulate a separate system called the lump sum wage system. Rather, it is a concept that has been recognized to a limited extent in court precedents and wage practices. Summary of key terms: term meaning key issues, comprehensive wage system, a method of paying statutory allowances by including them in the base wage in advance if the amount paid is less than the actual allowances. It may lead to wage arrears issues: fixed overtime, overtime pay, paid as a fixed monthly amount based on a predetermined number of overtime hours. If actual overtime pay exceeds the fixed amount, the difference must be paid. Lump sum pay system, a system in which total compensation is paid as a single amount without distinguishing between base pay and various allowances. High risk of disputes due to uncertainty over which amounts constitute base pay and which are allowances. Fixed allowance system, a system in which statutory allowances are paid as a fixed monthly amount, while maintaining a base salary. The hours covered and calculation criteria must be clearly defined. Statutory allowances that must be paid as a surcharge under the Labor Standards Act for extended, night, or holiday work. Records of actual working hours are crucial. Why did this become an issue? The fundamental principle of the Labor Standards Act is that wages must be paid based on the actual hours worked, and premium pay must be provided for work exceeding statutory working hours or for work performed at night or on holidays. However, as the comprehensive wage system became widely adopted, the following problems repeatedly arose. A practice emerged where no additional allowances were paid, even when there was significant actual overtime. The system was operated as if employers were not required to accurately record working hours. Base pay and allowances were commingled, making it difficult for workers to understand their pay structure. Long working hours became entrenched, and it became difficult to determine whether wages were being withheld. In other words, the bigger problem than the lump sum wage system itself was the practice of covering all overtime with a fixed wage without verifying actual working hours. Key changes to the lump sum wage guidelines. 1. If actual statutory overtime pay exceeds the fixed overtime allowance, the difference must be paid even if a company includes fixed overtime pay in the monthly salary. This does not fulfill its obligation to pay all overtime allowances. If the allowance is calculated based on actual extended, night, or holiday work hours exceed the fixed overtime pay, the employer must pay the shortfall. For example, if the monthly fixed overtime allowance is set at 20 hours, but the actual extended work hours total 35 hours, and the statutory allowance for that difference is higher, the excess must be paid separately. Failure to do so may result in a wage arrears violation. 2. Base pay and allowances must be listed separately if base pay and statutory allowances are listed as a single lump sum. It is difficult for employees to understand how their wages were calculated. The guidelines require that the following items be clearly distinguished on pay stubs and in employment contracts. Base pay fixed overtime allowance or fixed OT night shift allowance, holiday work allowance, other allowances, deductions, calculation criteria, and methods. This distinction is not merely a matter of formality. Basic pay and allowances must be separated in order to determine regular wages, the minimum wage, overtime pay, and whether wages have been withheld. 3. The importance of recording and managing working hours, even when operating under a lump sum wage system. Employers are not relieved of their responsibility to manage working hours. In particular, workplaces where overtime, night work, or holiday work occurs must maintain the following records: start and end times, break times approval of, and actual hours worked for overtime night work hours, holiday work hours. Methods for verifying work hours for employees working from home or in the field without proper records, employers will find it difficult to refute actual working hours in the event of a dispute, and the risk of wage arrears may increase during inspections. 4. Strengthened enforcement focused on reporting and inspection. The misuse of the lump sum wage system is not merely a matter of guidance. It can lead to wage arrears, violations of working hours, and violations regarding the content of pay stubs. Enforcement procedures, such as anonymous reporting, targeted inspections, corrective orders, and orders to pay back wages, may be applied in conjunction. The lump sum wage system is not always prohibited. A lump sum wage agreement is not automatically invalid in all cases. However, it is difficult to have its validity recognized if the following requirements are not met. It must be genuinely difficult to calculate working hours, or there must be a necessity for a lump sum calculation. It must not be disadvantageous to the employee. The composition of the base salary and allowances, the included overtime hours, and the calculation method must be clear. If the actual statutory overtime pay exceeds the agreed-upon amount, the difference must be paid. There must be the employee's consent or a basis in the employment contract. Therefore, the purpose of the guidelines is to restrict the practice of assuming that any agreement labeled a lump sum wage automatically includes all overtime pay. Alternative systems for cases where calculating working hours is difficult. There are indeed jobs where it is difficult to accurately measure working hours. In such cases, it is safer to consider separate working hour systems under the Labor Standards Act rather than resorting to a lump sum wage system. Deemed working hours system outside the workplace. The deemed working hours outside the workplace system is a mechanism whereby a certain number of hours are deemed to have been worked when an employee is working outside the workplace, such as on business trips, field assignments, or client visits, and it is difficult for the employer to calculate the actual working hours. This system can typically be considered for the following types of work: sales positions focused on field work, client visit duties, on-site inspection duties, door-to-door sales, or in-home service duties. However, this system is not automatically applied simply because work is performed outside the workplace. If working hours can be calculated through the employer's direction and supervision, mobile work reports, location tracking, or schedule management systems, the application of the deemed working hours system may be restricted. Discretionary working hours system. The discretionary working hours system leaves the method of performing work and the allocation of time to the employee's discretion, and deems the hours specified in a written agreement between labor and management as hours worked. It is used in cases where, due to the nature of the work, it is difficult for the employer to specify working hours in detail, and where the employee's professional judgment is critical. Examples of eligible work include the following: research and development analysis and design of information processing systems, certain specialized tasks with a high degree of discretion, such as design, advertising, and content, planning professional services, such as legal and accounting work that meet specific requirements. The discretionary work hours system requires a written agreement, which must clearly specify the eligible tasks, deemed working hours, work methods, and health protection measures. It cannot be applied to all employees simply because they are developers or professionals. Differences between the two systems category: deemed working hours system, outside the workplace discretionary working hours system, reason for application difficulty in calculating working hours due to location, discretion, and performance are more important than time measurement due to the nature of the work. Typical situations: field work, business trips, visits to clients, research and development, system design, specialized planning tasks, key requirements, work performed outside the workplace, and difficulty in calculating hours, relevance of the work to the system, and a written agreement between labor and management. Points to note: may not apply to field workers. If time management is feasible, does not automatically apply to all office and IT positions. Checklist for companies' review of wage structure: are base pay and statutory allowances clearly separated? Is the number of hours included in fixed overtime clearly indicated? Are the wage basis and calculation formula for fixed overtime explained? Is there a procedure for paying the difference when actual statutory allowances exceed fixed overtime? Are there any issues regarding the determination of the minimum wage and regular wage? Review of working hours management: are objective records of arrival and departure times maintained? Are there procedures for prior approval and post-hoc verification of overtime work? Are there methods in place to verify working hours for employees working from home, on field assignments, or on business trips? Are rest periods actually guaranteed and recorded? Is work done via instant messaging or email at a manager's direction counted as working hours? Review of alternative systems: is it truly difficult to calculate working hours for this specific work? Does it meet the requirements for the deemed working hour system outside the workplace? Does the work fall under the discretionary working hour system? If a written agreement between labor and management is required, was the agreement drawn up in accordance with the law? Are there health protection measures in place to prevent long working hours? Items: employees should verify. Employees need to verify the following items in their employment contracts and pay stubs. Check whether the fixed overtime hours included in the monthly salary are specified. Check whether the base salary and overtime, night shift, and holiday work allowances are listed separately. Keep a record of whether actual overtime hours exceed the fixed overtime hours. Check whether night shift and holiday work are calculated separately. If the company does not keep records of your arrival and departure times, keep your own work logs, approval records, and instructions received via instant messaging. In particular, the obligation to pay statutory allowances does not disappear simply because the company explains that there are no additional allowances under the lump sum wage system. Comparison with overseas systems: the Korean-style lump sum wage system is characterized by the widespread practice of including a fixed amount in advance, regardless of actual working hours. Other countries generally operate by requiring records of working hours, paying overtime premiums, and distinguishing between exempt and non-exempt job categories. Region/country basic structure differences from the Korean lump sum wage system, European Union strong emphasis on the employer's obligation to objectively record working hours, focus on recording actual hours, and guaranteeing rest periods rather than a fixed lump sum payment. United States under the FLSA, non-exempt employees are typically paid overtime for hours worked beyond 40 per week distinguishes between exempt employees who meet certain job and wage requirements and non-exempt employees. Japan practices involving fixed overtime allowances and the highly professional system exist, but requirements are strict and the system is controversial even with fixed allowances. Issues arise regarding the clarity of included hours and amounts, as well as payment for hours worked beyond the fixed amount. South Korea, fixed overtime pay or comprehensive wage agreements have been widely used. Demands are growing for payment of the difference based on actual working hours and for the separation of wage components. Key conclusions: the core of the comprehensive wage guidelines is not to completely eliminate the comprehensive wage system, but rather to prevent structures where workers are paid less than they actually worked and to normalize working hour records and wage calculations. Going forward, even if companies maintain a fixed overtime system, they must pay any shortfall compared to actual overtime, night shift, and holiday pay, and must transparently separate base pay from allowances. For jobs where calculating working hours is difficult, it is more appropriate to review the requirements for the deemed working hours system or the discretionary working hours system, rather than handling them under the lump sum wage system. For employees, verifying their pay stubs and records of actual working hours is the most important means of protecting their rights.